Hi, I'm Ken.
And I'm Dee.
And this is Antiques Freaks.
Podcast.
Sure is.
Can you tell I'm running out of intros?
We've only ever had that one for like the last 10 straight weeks.
So this is an antiques podcast. And you want to know what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
Posy rings.
Posy rings. Doors to the Fey Realm.
It's scarred on me.
I'm just extrapolating based on the name.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start there then. Posy doesn't stand for the flower.
What?
Well, so it's spelled traditionally 9 different ways, but I only acknowledge one personally, which is P-O-E-S-Y, Poesy. It is from the French word, posy, for poetry.
Oh, these are literary rings.
Yes, thanks to the time that they cropped up, there are many, we're talking 5th century onward, there are a lot of different spellings as language evolved, which is why it's P-O-S-I-E, P-O-S-Y.
I thought it was P-O-S-E-Y this entire time.
That's one of the many spellings, but the most canonical is P-O-E-S-Y, because it represents the French word for poetry, which is what these ultimately represent. So posy ring is any ring, generally a band ring, with either minimal engraved or no imagery on the front, and some sort of words. Originally, it was like rhyming lines, like a little couplet. It kind of went on to just be anything.
So it's got words engraved inside?
Words engraved either outside or inside.
Oh, any place.
Any old place you want.
Freewheeling and frisky are these posy rings.
They are, well, they're frisky. So like, I mean, you can take a wild guess what these were most popular for. Oh, you don't know.
Whaling?
Ken is living an ascetic lifestyle. Romance!
All right.
I was really surprised to find that in the history of my fascination with these, they were not strictly romantic. I had always kind of had like a very, like most people, a very, very romantic, a very traditional romantic love sort of view of posy rings. But historically, they were used for a lot of things. Originally, what they represented most was devotion. And while that does take a specifically romantic bent.
Devotion to the sea?
Yes.
Excellent.
Occasionally. But a lot of it was religious devotion. People would have posy rings with couplets about God or even just parts of the Bible to represent their devotion to that religion. I say that religion like I didn't just specifically reference Christianity.
You know that one.
Yeah. Or sometimes they were given as gifts of high honor. It is not unheard of to see posy rings that have been dedicated to a servant of renown from a noble of some sort. And even there are lots of them that are just inscribed with various things that say, for my truest friend.
Now introducing podcast posy rings.
For my friend.
Announce your devotion to Antiques Freaks with our new podcast posy rings.
I will not be producing those because they are expensive. So, I always thought that was really fascinating. The breadth that these rings covered in terms of like a symbol of devotion, it was surprising and also only deepened my love for these incredibly glurgy little bits. Because I have to admit, there's something incredibly cheesy about it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's the conversation hearts of jewelry.
It is, but for some reason that makes me love it so much more. So, posy rings were very common from the 5th century onward, what is broadly described as the late Middle Ages. They hit their peak at the 17th century, although they did kind of continue rolling on through the Georgian era, the Victorian era, the Regency era. They did come up a lot as memento moris then for, you know, the reasons that we always think of those cultures as sort of death-loving cultures. Obviously, jewelry has been inscribed for as long as jewelry has existed, but the idea of like a little couplet specifically that defines a posy ring as opposed to just saying having a date or someone's name on it was more common to those years. Originally, very, very early on, the writing was on the outside. In Lombardic script.
What is Lombardic script?
It's a kind of, okay, so, like, I guess, fast forward 5 seconds if you don't care about, like, fonts. It was a form of engraving that is all capitals with rounded corners and no serifs.
Oh.
It kind of typifies an engraving style from the late Middle Ages.
Not to be extremely basic, but I just thought of Comic Sans.
Okay, here comes the Antiques Freaks posy ring. The inside of the ring says, people really want to be told how to love. And it's in Comic Sans.
Fund it!
God, I wish we had enough money for that.
To Kickstarter!
Solid gold! these did tend to be solid gold or silver. One of the funniest things about these is, so posy rings are considered this like expression of personal love, affection, or devotion, right? The thing is that the people who have gotten a lot of posy rings together, notably the Victoria and Albert Museum, has, I believe, currently the largest collection.
They would.
And there is a book on the subject that unfortunately I could not get access to because it is $900 at the cheapest.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was an undertaking by a scholar in the 1930s who got together as many posy rings as she could find. It has, like, really detailed breakdowns of the writing, what they said. Good luck ever accessing it. You won't. Sorry, academics is like that. But what they found when they got all these together is that a lot of them had suspiciously similar wording. And the extrapolation is, as best as anyone can guess, either the jewelers at the time had stock, where they had rings that had already been inscribed with something, I like my choice comes up a lot. And I will be reading like a list of some of my favorites.
The phrase, I like my choice.
I like my choice. It must have had some more romantic ring to it at the time.
Because like, I like my choice can apply to my Starbucks order is the thing.
Yeah. yeah, it feels a little hollow. So either that, which is already hilarious, or more likely and slightly substantiated, the jewelers had little books with lists of phrases you could have engraved on the ring. If you couldn't think of what you wanted to say to your loved one.
If you couldn't think of anything better than I like my choice.
I like my choice. And I find that fucking hysterical. I can't think of anything funnier than someone actually having the dosh in pick a century. Let's say the 15th century, having the dosh and the time to go to a jeweler and say, I need a special ring made up for my beloved. What do you want it to say? Oh, what do you think? Like, it was such an undertaking. It's not like today where you can have it, like, lasered in. The man had to do it with his own two freaking hands. And you show up going like, you got, like, a book or something.
Some emotions are so strong that they are difficult to put into words.
How do I say... You'll do. Well, sir, have you considered, I like my choice.
That's right up there with, I do not actively have a gun to my head at this moment, as the two most romantic phrases in all of human history.
It's so, a person swoons. I love that. I absolutely adore it. It just goes to show convenience culture has always been there and will never go away.
Yay!
Don't yay it.
Boo!
The other inscription that I really liked was, let liking last.
God forbid it deepen into love.
I sure hope I don't get sick of this one. I love you, honey.
For now, and God willing, at some point in the future as well.
One of the genuine favorites that I found said, loyalty, not fear.
I mean... I like that sentiment. It's a bit worrying that it has to be said, especially in the context of romance.
Oh, but don't forget, it might not have been in the context of romance. It might have been in the context of a worker and a servant of some sort.
Still not great.
It's still not amazing, but I prefer it not be in the romantic sector.
It's also not great in the working sector.
No, I suppose it's not.
It is a good sentiment in the working sector. I sure do wish more managers felt that way. But, again, the fact that it has to be said is worrisome.
Welcome to the past. Things were really bad. You don't want to be there. Don't invent a time machine. So, later on in the history of posy rings, I mentioned the Lombardic script. They would later change to Gothic script, which you might be familiar with. Because you work with fonts. And also, after the 13th century is when you start seeing the words turn inward. This is mostly just because people were getting even sappier about them, and there was just like sort of an undercurrent of having the message private and touching your skin made it feel more meaningful.
It does, but I just thought they'd finally figured out how to turn the rings inside out after writing on them.
That's really not how they make rings.
Listen.
Now, even.
I'm...
they've never done that.
I'm no jeweler, but...
You sure aren't.
But I have some ideas.
And you know what? Let's keep it that way. One of my other favorite things is that very frequently you actually get pictograms coming up. And this seems to, like, transcend language.
Are you saying we have emoji posy rings?
Yes. I'm saying, in addition to convenience culture, emojis also go back way farther than you thought. There's one where the inscription is essentially two hands, one heart, till death us part. But the hands, the heart, and the death are all represented pictorially.
By hands, a heart, and a skull.
It's remarkably similar to emojis in a way that makes me delighted. Hearts come up a lot. Like, just the image of a heart. It was another thing where I guess you don't think about that iconography and how far back it goes. I certainly didn't. I don't know, you're giving me a look like, oh, I think about that every day, idiot.
I mean, I don't think idiot at you.
I think everyone does that's, all the
that's
time.
That's you projecting. And maybe you should talk to someone about that, but...
I'll talk to someone I don't like so they confirm it.
No. But I do, yes, think about that every day.
Okay, well...
On account of working in graphic design.
That's true. Okay, well, for all the other people who didn't think of it, I found it, I don't know, it was like a wake-up call. It's one of those things where even when you know it, mm-hmm. encountering it kind of like... You just kind of deepen your understanding of these. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. I think graphic design is fascinating.
The history of human semiotics.
Yeah.
And not symbology, because symbology is not a fucking thing. Come at me, Dan Brown.
Call out post for Dan Brown. It's not real.
I told you about the one fucking Christmas my mom got a Dan Brown book. And my grandpa sat down and started paging through it and saying, that's wrong, that's wrong,
oh, 'cause you're...
that's mistranslated, that's misconstrued, that's a common misconception, this is also wrong, that's not how pyramids work, and so on and so forth.
Because your grandfather was a biblical scholar, if I recall
yes,
correctly,
he was.
Like a very passionate one.
An extremely passionate biblical scholar who enjoyed comparing translations for fun.
Man, I can't imagine a crueler joke than giving him a Dan Brown book.
He had a great time.
Well, I mean, I guess it is like, I don't want to invoke Twilight. That's trite. But I guess this is the trite episode where I'm talking about...
Posy rings?
Posy rings. I love them. How do you feel about them?
I love them.
Okay, great. So, I mean, that's basically all there's to say about just like their history and function. What got me into it a while ago was a posy ring, I think a now very famous one, that had a watery sapphire on it, and the interior said, "The cruel seas, remember, took him in November."
Fuck, yes.
So you can see how it, like, sparked an obsession with me. Those are my favorites, are the slightly unusual ones. There is one that just says, like, "Glory to the fleet," which is clearly some sort of military...
Rad as hell.
And incredibly fucking cool.
Is there... Okay. Is there a Blood and Thunder posy ring?
Not that I've seen yet, but probably.
All right, I'm making one.
Because these tended to, like I said, and I'm going to continue to say because I find it really cool, they symbolized oaths, not just romantic love.
Oh. The ancient oath of I like my choice.
That's a later addition. But a lot of them have, the older ones especially, just say things like all my trust. And it's spare, but there is something very charming about it.
I like my trust.
Yeah, I like it. There is... Okay, can you help me figure this one out?
Okay.
Not the value, but my love. Which seems like a cell phone.
How are they spelling not?
N-O-T.
Well, there's no clues there. Fuck me, I'm stumped.
Yeah, sorry, this is early 18th century, so it follows most grammatical, like, trends you'd be familiar with.
If anyone knows what the fuck this is on about, email antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
Because my gut feeling was just like, oh, this is worthless, but my love is there, which seems like a crappy gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a posy ring inscribed, "It's the thought that counts"?
I mean, some of them are very milquetoasty for how much they exist in, like, the romantic mind. True love is my desire.
How unique you are in that.
You never knew a heart so true.
Aww.
There are many stars I see, but none shine so bright as thee. Which actually has been reproduced because I think it's everyone's favorite. Because the outside of the band has these really crudely little carved stars.
Bleh.
I almost bought one for myself, and then I realized there's nothing sadder than buying a posy ring for yourself.
Jesus Christ! You can just... D, you can buy things to just enjoy them.
But with the whole idea is that it's someone who, like, it's a gift from someone who cares about and understands you. And, like, that just feels, like, so weird. but there's a lot of them. A very common one is a friend's gift, with all of the misspellings of friend. There's the incredibly ominous a loving wife during life.
After death, though, oh boy, she raised some cane. Fucking hellion after death.
The incredibly
will not stop haunting me. The Ouija board was a mistake.
Yeah, she is awful.
She hated that, BT dubs.
Yeah.
So I've been saging the place weekly, and it so far has not worked. And send help.
Very glad that the candles. Ring was correct, though.
Yeah, no.
The very woke, but also alarming, after consent, ever content.
I mean, yes. On the one hand, very glad that that was a sentiment worth celebrating. However, I do wish it was one of those things that could go without saying.
I think it refers to the fact that she agreed to marry them.
Okay. Good? Good.
As gold is pure, so love is sure. As God decreed, so we agreed.
He's decreed a lot of stuff, is the thing.
Denial is death. I was trying to figure out what situation you would give someone that ring, and I can't think of one that I would enjoy. That is a threat no matter who you give it to or how you frame it.
Like, no, there's no non-threatening context for that one. I'm assuming it's covered in skulls?
No, it's a simple gold band. That for reasons that lost to time, just say, denial is death. If that was a romantic gesture, I can only imagine the woman ran screaming to the next town.
Yeah.
You want some more incredibly milquetoast sentiments?
Oh, you know I do.
Cert à mon gré. English. Certainly my choice.
Sure, I picked her.
Yep. That one. That'll do. My absolute all-time favorite, accept this gift, all caps, C-A-X-C-E-P-T.
Again, I must remind you, I do have neighbors.
Oh, take it. Take the ring. Like, there's such a frantic energy to that.
Take the ring, Sam. Take it.
Take it. Far off, yet not forgot. Fear God, love my choice.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot of sentiments, yeah. Fear not me, I'll faithful be. It's kind of weird that you had to say that, like... It's weird putting that conditional.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, like, going up to your future spouse and being like, don't worry, I definitely won't cheat on you. Don't even worry about it. Are you worrying about it? Because you shouldn't be, because I absolutely won't. Like, if you ever thought that I might cheat on you, like, I wicked won't cheat on you, because, like, I'm not a cheater, and I've never cheated, and I never will cheat.
Yeah.
You can... Yeah, no.
So, I wrote it like, down so you'd know.
Yeah. Just don't worry about it.
Just don't worry about it.
Definitely don't look through my phone.
Don't look in my phone, please. You can't. This is the 15th century.
So, okay. A posy ring is a ring with an inscription in it, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yes.
So is the one ring a posy ring?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, by every measure, the one ring is a posy ring.
I'm just glad we finally solved it, and so swiftly and succinctly.
Where there is love... There is faith. Trifle not with the trusty.
I'm just going to put that on a t-shirt. Like, that's for everybody. I don't need a posy ring for that. I'm not keeping that to myself.
Think it not strange, though we exchange.
That, okay. Listen, just because it rhymes doesn't mean you should write it down.
Okay, another very, very good one. Mm-hmm. Some love in earnest, some in jest. I love her that I like best.
Aww.
Rather die than faith deny. With hands and heart with one consent, let naught but death the knot prevent. Oh, and I'll leave it on yours to command.
Okay, Mr. Gray, here's the thing. I'm not signing the contract and I'm getting a restraining order.
A posy ring that says, give me the strap. And it can work in so many ways.
It really can.
So what would you have on your posy ring?
Blood and Thunder, Victory at Sea.
Beautiful. I actually have entertained serious thought to getting a copy made of This Cruel Seas Remember Took Him in November.
That is very good.
Good luck finding any. They're incredibly rare and expensive.
So our collecting advice is fuck you.
Our collecting advice is like, good luck.
Reproductions.
If you heard this and you thought, that's so sweet, I want to get my partner something like that, there are actually a lot of people reproducing some of the, like, cuter ones. And also, just them being simple bands with engraving, actually pretty cheap and easy at this point to get one made for yourself. Or someone else.
To Etsy.
I actually think that the posy ring, like, okay, so we talk about how sappy it is. I think it is absolutely, for me, the ultimate, like, romantic expression.
Aww.
Like, when I think about, like, you know, just, like, that whole, like, mystical, magical love, I would absolutely think that, like, for me, that would be, like, the posy ring. Maybe with, like, a Jenny Holtz or, like, a really grim quote in it, too, because that would prove that they, like, know me.
I was gonna say, like, a posy ring, but with skulls on it.
Well, I mean, like, literally, The Cruel Seas of November Took Him in November. Like, if someone gave me that, I'd melt. It would be over. Like, but actually, I mean, I'm saying that you can find them in the low thousands.
Oh.
But I don't ever take the assumption that that's like, oh, then I can have one.
Oh, the low thousands, yeah. You'd say.
I mean, low thousands isn't that bad when you think, like, 15th, 16th, 17th century.
True.
And especially with jewelry pieces that have such an interesting history. And oftentimes precious gems. But like I said, I'm not going to walk around going like, you've got a couple thousand to throw on a fucking ring.
I mean, it's a better investment than diamonds.
It absolutely is. And I guarantee your beloved will appreciate it 3 times as much.
At least.
There are many that are significantly cheaper than a diamond ring.
I guarantee it.
You're gonna like the way it looks. And then you can pick one that has, like, a really grim, non-romantic saying. And that will really cement your love.
Or just pick a phrase that's unique to your relationship and significant to the both of you.
Yeah. Your favorite song? I guarantee everyone loves it. We are all mushy at heart, and we all want a posy ring. Ken, I'm gonna get you a posy ring for our friendship. It's gonna say, people really want to be told how to love in Comic Sans. Sources include... tsbrown.com, the history of posy rings. Wikipedia, who I did donate to today, so consider.
Yay!
And nationaljeweler.com, the history behind posy rings.
Ooh.
That's it.
The end.
The end.
If you would like to submit your posy ring quotes, email us directly at antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
There's a lot of places that actually do have some lists of the good ones, and I recommend that it's fun.
You can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/antiquesfreaks. And while you're there, you can join our Facebook group, Antiques Freaks Friends. If you would like to purchase some fine vintage goods or a t-shirt or sticker with the podcast logo on it, visit our Etsy at etsy.com/shop/antiquesfreaks.
And if you feel so inclined and you think that this is cool and you want other people to give a listen, or even if you want other people to mock us, consider going down to whatever you're listening to this on and giving us a rating and a review. It does a lot, regardless of what the rating is, to get the word out and get our voices in other people's ears. I mean, I would prefer a 5-star review, but I can't be picky.
Recent and favorite review from Dave is not here. If you can't handle a few F-bombs, get back to NPR.
That is one of the sweetest things people have said.
And from Floofy B, the reason I bought 4 Cupid dolls.
Thank you so much, everyone who's left a rating. Appreciate it so much. Even the ones who left 1 stars, which is like a concerningly large bar. But you know what? Joke's on you, salties. It helped.
If you would like to listen to deleted scenes, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/antiquesfreaks. And while you are there, you can join the Random Vintage Postcard of the Month Club, where we send you a random vintage postcard every month.
It's exciting.
Special shout out to our current patrons for paying our hosting fees and enabling us to acquire a second microphone.
Sorry, I just saw the review that's titled, A 5-Star Review!
Listen, Tara 100 gets it. And thank you, in particular, for listening.
Especially you.
Goodbye!
Bye.